Welcome to Frère Roger's Struggle and Contemplation. On July 3, 7, 8, and 12, 1970, he wrote in his diary, "We have invited a group of engineers to dinner who are attending an advanced computer science course in Cluny. One of them, an atheist, was fiercely opposed to the Christian faith. With a scientific mindset, he examines everything through the sieve of his knowledge. That evening, I said to him, even a person who lives in the certainty of God dares, throughout his life, to ask himself the questions you have raised. This questioning, which is part of a human tendency towards doubt, does not lead us astray from our path, which lead us time and again from doubt to faith." There are people who take pleasure in intimidating their counterparts as soon as they sense a certain shyness in them. But is it not more worthwhile not to be feared at the risk of provoking attempts at manipulation or blackmail than, conversely, to adopt a distant attitude that generates only artificial respect? We have buried little John Christoph Remy, my 6th, 7th, grandnephew. Why did this child have to die? Although we cannot comprehend his death, after the initial overwhelming grief, a star has risen in the darkness. I keep asking myself how it is that so many young people keep flocking to this hill. When I began living in Taizé in 1940, I had a premonition of this. "We will limit the number of brothers to 12, I said to my first fellow brothers. When large crowds arrived later, we would have preferred to leave. Friends in the neighborhood, lay people, had to hold us back. Nevertheless, I do not wish to know where we will die." Thank you for listening with me to the words of Frère Roger. Until then, and may you be kept safe.